Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this day is Amos chapter 7. Hear the portion it reads at the end. Then Amos answered and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, nor a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore figs. But the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, Go prophesy to my people, Israel. You may be seated. You ever notice when guests are expected, you start to clean up? There is an extra effort to get things cleaned up, especially the trash. Well, God is coming to his people, and this should be a great and joyous time. But the people have already been celebrating and enjoying themselves before God comes, and they aren't ready. In fact, their lives are more like the morning after, but they don't realize it. They still think that the party is going on, that everything is okay, that they're comfortable and at ease. But there's trash everywhere, and they are not ready for God to be in their presence. In fact, they are in danger of being carried out as the trash themselves, with away with everything else. Amos knows this, but what can he do? Imagine, if you would, the Grand Canyon is such a beautiful place. People come from all over the world to visit. Many wait until the sunset and the spectacular sight of the sunlight setting on the sides of the canyon. Can you imagine yourself being there and watching the people and seeing them taking pictures? And then you notice there is one person that is off to the side. And for some reason, there are no guardrails there. There's no guardrails there to protect people from falling thousands of feet below. Now, this person is taking shots. And Ernie, you would understand this. Looking for the right one, right? Twisting, turning, getting closer and closer to the edge of the canyon. Now, what would you do? Would you let him walk off the edge of the canyon trying to get that perfect shot? Would you yell? Would you go over there and warn him? And if you did, why should he listen to you? You only have one thing: the truth, the danger that he's in. So how is Amos going to go ahead and convince his people, God's people, that they are building their lives the wrong way when he himself has no credibility? He only has the truth. He only has the truth of God's word. Well, if you were to read chapters 6 and 7, you would hear of the comfort that these people of northern Israel think that they are in. But disaster is coming. God is like a parent. He's had enough, and it's ready to take out the trash. God is coming to his people, and it's not good. God is coming to sinners. So what does Amos do first? He pleads with God. You can't let this happen. These people will come to nothing. They are too small. They are too weak. But God is going to pass by. And then God says that the disasters are still going to come. Amos has to warn them. He is not a prophet. He doesn't come from a family of prophets. He's just a sheep herder, an orchard caretaker. He's a farmer. Why should these people believe that God is coming? Because Amos knows. He knows the truth. Does anybody here know me? I suppose. And even if you didn't, why should you listen to me? I am not from North Dakota. I am not a parent of any of you. I am somebody from the outside. Why should you listen to me? Because of the truth of God's word. God comes to sinners. Well, there was a priest named Amaziah. He hears that Amos is saying, and Amos is ticked. Or excuse me, Amaziah is ticked. And I want you to go to the next slide. He doesn't like the truth, and nobody's going to tell him what to do, or even tell the people. And the king he advises, he's got a reputation to preserve. He's on the king's payroll. Amos, you go back to your own land. Don't make your money here, or make your money there, not here. You know how it is if somebody makes it rough for us and we want them out of our lives. It's easy for us to be like Amaziah. We could take the person's word and make them worse than they are because that person has to be wrong in our eyes. Amaziah claims that he and the people aren't in the wrong. Amos, you have to be wrong. And so he twists Amos's words a bit to say something worse than they are. Amaziah claims that Amos is threatening the king with death. Amaziah claims that Amos is threatening the people with exile. Is this the way God treats sinners? Well, you and I are here in worship this morning. There's a reason for us being here. We are here because life is out of whack. We have somehow lost our balance in life. We see that things are wrong and that something is wrong, and we need to get it straightened out. How many of you know what this is? Good. For those of you who don't, this is a plumb line. So what is it used for? It is for telling if a building is straight. As you are building or after it's been built. The building isn't straight, then you either have to tear it, or then you have to tear it down and start over again. Well, God's plumb line is His Word. God tells us what life should look like and how blessed we are when life looks like He describes it. But if life does not look the way God describes, it's going to fall apart. It's going to lead to destruction. But how is God going to tell you? He wants you to not only now know how bad it is, He wants you to know His grace and His love and His forgiveness. He wants to take the trash out of your life rather than taking you out with the trash. So God comes to sinners. God comes to take out the trash. But He doesn't want you to be in it. So how does God take out the trash? He warned His people through Noah. The flood came and washed the earth clean, and yet God saved 8 people to start over again. Yet many of them sinned and turned against God in the generations to come. As you go through the Bible, God continues to warn and to pick people to start over again. He picked Abraham and his descendants. He picked David and his descendants. But each time, the descendants after got worse and worse, insisting on destroying their lives. So God gives people one more chance. This time, He sends His word in a very personal way. He sends His Son. His Word joined to humanity in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus becomes the Israel and leads him, and God leads him to the cross. And this time, instead of destroying people, He starts over. He pours out His anger on His very own Son so that he is humiliated and put to death in the most disgraceful way. He is crucified on the cross like a criminal. He who is innocent is put to death. There are many people that ask why. It is simple. It is because of you and your lives. It is because me and my life. And he wants us all to have a new life. Notice what Amos says, "But the Lord took me from following the flock. And the Lord said to me, 'Go prophesy to my people, Israel.'" You see, Amos has no credibility on his own, only the truth that God cares and they belong. They are my people, even if they are sinners. How many of you know if you're baptized or not? Well, good, I'm glad to see that many. If you are, it is there that God said to you, "You are mine and you belong to me." God already has a relationship with you. How many of you were told by somebody that there's something wrong with you? Well, only a few of you. I'm impressed. If you're here because somebody told you something was wrong with you, then somebody cared enough for you to say, "I don't want your life to be destroyed. I want something better for your life. I want you to be here because I believe that you can have a better life." What will it take for you to believe them? Don't believe me because I am your pastor, or come from the outside. Simply believe the plumb line of God's word. Jesus died for what is wrong with you and me. He died for what was wrong for the people of his time, for every single person who ever lived and ever will live. Jesus died for all. And then also the next slide. But he also lives. Can you do the next slide? The truth is that he overcame God's wrathful punishment and judgment against what is wrong, the trash of our lives. God the Father has accepted his sacrifice and raised him from the dead. For those who believe in Jesus, this new life begins now. When we confess our wrong and it feels like it kills us, yes, our sinful nature is being put to death. But God does not leave us there. He forgives and pronounces us alive toward him. So when we find our lives not measuring up to God's expectations and we feel God's plumb line in our lives, Jesus causes us to leave our old way of life and empowers us to live a new life. He gives us ears to hear so that we will not be the trash when God comes and says, "My people, amen." Now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.